Sports Bosses with Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley continues now.
I'm going to get my attention. You get some ACDC going on. Something else that got my attention. Making football safer. With all the CTE, concussions, all those ugly end to these NFL and college players' lives that are ending way too soon. There may be a solution. Rogers Athletic is announcing the official arrival of the world's first and only remote-controlled, self-riding robotic dummy. Now, it's going to help prevent injuries and concussions and change the face of football forever. That is high, high claims right there. Now joining us is the GM of Rogers Athletic. It's Kevin McLeod, and he's on the Miami Media School Guest Line. Kevin, how are you, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Good, man. So this is your baby, literally. Tell me about this robotic dummy and how it actually helps prevent concussions. This is in the practice phase, and it's being used in the high school and collegiate level?
Correct, yeah. Actually, it's been great, the reception. We've actually almost a third between professional, high school, and collegiate sports. So it's been well-received. And, you know, the concept is, you're hitting it on the head. The idea is to stop hitting players in practice. If you can create a product that mimics the human movement as close as possible, you eliminate the need to have another player on the other side of that drill. So our product, stands about 5'10". It is 195 pounds, and it runs about a 5 flat 40, depending on the surface. So which means it's going about 17 to 19 miles an hour, again, depending on the surface you're on. So this thing will hit you, and it is bottom loaded, so it really is technique dependent. You need to hit this thing square, and you need to hit it heads up every time. So really, we're trying to take the human element out of some of the drills in practice.
Now, Kevin, I'm a little upset because this thing can beat me in the 40.
Yeah, this is true.
But besides that, how about for there's always to every product, there's you're going to have your skeptics out there to say that, you know, it doesn't prepare you for hitting live action.
But there's no question that you're not hitting a human. But here's what's interesting, and This product is the brainchild of Buddy Tevens, who's the head football coach at Dartmouth. And what he was trying to get to is to eliminate any injury, right? Concussions, obviously, but there is ACLs, ankles, whatever it is. You're trying to eliminate any potential there. So if you can cut down hitting from, every practice to one practice a week, for instance, in the case of Dartmouth, they're not hitting at all. And yet they have the number one rated defense in the Ivy League. So the concept here with the product is that you have to be able to learn proper technique, pursuit drills, everything the way you would with a human. And I can tell you, and those customers who have the product now, this is tougher to really follow than a human, because when a running back's coming at you, there's visual clues. The best linebackers in the world know how to read a running back's cues. This dummy gives you no cues. It just turns on you. And if you're not prepared, you will miss this dummy. And the best videos we've seen online are the ones where these guys are actually swinging and missing at it.
Well, speaking of which, the best way, I mean, Nick Lowry, the great Hall of Fame Chiefs kicker, turned me on to your product and first told us about it right here on the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. But I think the one video that has done more service for you guys was the viral video of the Baylor coach.
Yeah.
They had basically a foot race, and the Baylor coach, short little guy, round guy. I appreciate, as I say, he feels gravity's pull, big guy, and he beats the dummy, but then the dummy runs him over into the end zone. How much has that video brought attention to your product, and did you get more people looking into it and therefore purchasing? And I'm not saying from putting money in your pocket, but getting your message across for the safety of the sport.
Yeah, the video was great. And for the record, I did not say anything about his physique. That was you.
Hey, man. Us fat guys, we got to stick together.
I mean, I'm round two, so.
At the end of the day, that video was the best we've had so far, but we've been extremely fortunate. And Nick Lowry is a perfect example. Nick, who knew about the product early because he's a Dartmouth grad and was actually teammates with Buddy Stevens, he has been a great supporter. But really, if you think about the product and what we're trying to do, it's hard not to get behind. And the NFL was actually our first customer. They're the first four that shipped this year went to the actual NFL, where they're trying to promote, safe use in youth. And they're showing this product now at all their fan events. So it's been easy to rally around, and we've been fortunate to get a lot of press. Heck, we had 2 15-second spots in the Super Bowl this year with the inventing company and Buddy Teven. So we've been very fortunate. But it's a great story.
Now, Kevin, when you talk about, getting your product out there, nothing better than word of mouth. And Mike Tomlin was very, very highly spoken of the product. What is some of the feedback that you're getting from these NFL coaches? You said some teams are getting them, and also the college coaches that are using these now.
Well, it was actually Mike Tomlin and then Rich Rodriguez actually most recently have been, unscripted, our best supporters of the product. And one thing that Rich Rodriguez alluded to is that they're finding new and different ways to use it every day. And that's what's the key is that, if you think about a drill like Oklahoma, anybody who's ever played tackle football knows what an Oklahoma is. That's the obvious use of the product, of quit hitting that poor running back and let's hit this dummy. But, you think about pursuit drills, angle drills, those drills where even a cornerback drill where instead of an actual receiver coming at him, it's this dummy, and you can't read this dummy. So when it does make a stop and make a cut, you've got to be prepared. So it's what the coaches are doing, and Tomlin said the same thing earlier this year, that they're looking for different ways to use this, which is exactly what we want to do. And, our dream is to have 11 of these dummies on the field with scripted plays that you don't have to have anyone on the other side of the ball, and you can mimic lifelike game situations.
We're talking to Kevin McLeod. He's the GM of Rogers Athletic. You can visit him at rogersathletic.com. They have put together this robotic tackling dummy that limits tackling in practices, and which hopefully will limit concussions and stuff. Has there anybody what was the hardest thing to convince coaches, schools about this product? What was the hardest thing to sell them on the safety part of this?
Well, we don't have to sell them on the safety as much as we do the price at the moment. And it is not an inexpensive tool. It's $8,295, but the safety and the use aspect really trumps the cost. And the cost is really just based on what we can make it for, right? So at the end of the day, there's been very few pushback. Now, there's plenty of coaches, especially in the collegiate ranks, that say, we just don't have a place for it in our practice schedule. So we'll see in the off season where that will pick up and they'll start looking at ways to use this and use the product. And, if you look at the CFL last week, I don't know if you guys reported on it, but the Canadian Football League last week banned padded practices during the season. There's no hitting anymore during the season on another player in the CFL. I mean, those are the things that you're going to need to create ways like our product to practice tackling, practice hitting without actually hitting a player.
Now, Kevin, a minute ago you spoke a little bit about your goal is to have 11 out there with scripted plays and everything. Is that already in the works, or you just something you're looking at down the road?
Oh, no. Yeah, we're definitely developing the technology going forward. It is absolutely something we want to get done, and it's not that far away, honestly. But obviously, we want to make sure people buy into the concept before we get too far down the road. We do Buddy Stevens company that they started out of Dartmouth, the MVP, the Mobile Virtual Player Company, has actually started developing with us a youth model. So now we'll have a model that's small that can be sold into that Pop Warner Rocket football arena. So that's the first next development. But then, very, very shortly, we'll have that choreographed model in the future. So, yeah, we're all in here. We believe in the technology. And the reality is, Rogers, we've been around for 84 years in American football. Yep. And the original dummy we sewed up 50 years ago was meant so people could quit hitting people. So we've been in this game for a long time, and we believe in American football and – we'll do everything we can to support this going forward.
Now, real quick, you just brought up a little bit about the youth football and how one's being promoted there. What do you say to, you know, coaches, a lot of coaches, at least down here, I'm in a little bit with the youth football down here, and I'm sure you're getting the same thing with maybe high schools and colleges going up there, just the old school mentality of if you're not hitting live, you're not getting better. Are you getting any drawback from that at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's no question that we still got plenty of rub some dirt on it coaches out there. But ultimately, if you buy a tackling dummy today, you buy into the concept that you don't need to hit a player every time. This just takes it to the next level, and that's how we position it. This just takes that scout or pop-up dummy that we've all hit our entire lives, it seems, and it mobilizes it. So now you don't have to have somebody just holding it behind you, and they'll quickly get there. It's we know that not every there's 14,000 high schools, there's 1,200 collegiate programs. We know we're not going to get to them all in a short order, but the reality is, because of the proof in the pudding as far as how this product is working, we'll get to them all eventually. It's a little bold to say, but eventually they're not going to have a choice. They're going to have to find some means of recreating live practice without hitting other bodies.
I agree with you there.
Kevin, last one for me. What is the future of American football 20 years from now? What is it going to look like?
That's a great question. Hopefully we're still in it, but I think at the end of the day, you're going to see this concept of creating live environments without actually having live bodies on the other side. I do not believe you're going to have robots against robots in 20 years, which a lot of people want to come to right away. The human element is still a big part of this and always will be. And the reality is, if we can create it safer at the very early stages and teach these kids proper technique without hitting their buddy, then we will help bring back the game and stop the decline in American football. It's a great sport. I played it from 8 to 23 years old, and a lot of us around here do, and we believe in it, and we want to do everything we can to support it. So the more we can create lifelike environments and practice without hitting another person, the better that for the game in the end.
Kevin, where can we find the product? Where can we find more information on it?
At our website, drive.rogersathletic.com. You'll find it there, and then you can actually order it online now.
Fantastic. That's Kevin McLeod. He's the GM of Rogers Athletic, the MVP, the mobile. What's the MVP stand for?
Mobile Virtual Player.
Awesome, dude. I love it. I'm wishing you all the best. Like I say, I love football, but I'm scared to death of it. Like I have a 7-year-old, and I would not let him play football. So I'm hoping your product does well. So if he wants to play football, he'll be able to. And I appreciate you taking some time and hanging out with us today.
Yeah, no problem.